Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Sorry I've missed you the last couple of weeks, but we've just had our signals crossed, my phone lines changed, and added one, and I just lost all phone service, and last week was Thanksgiving, and we kind of got our signals crossed, but tonight we're back online, and we're here to make you happy and talk to a very wonderful friend of mine, Mr. Raymond Grace. He's been on before. He is a marvelous dowser, and he has a lot of wonderful information to give us. He's got CDs. If you want to purchase them, please listen to the information he gives you. He's very good. He does clearing of water through the use of pendulum work and clearing up of accidents and ridding places of blockages of one might call evil spirits, etc. Are you on the line, Raymond?
I am here.
Okay.
If you give me just a moment, I'll block my call waiting for you again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That's fine. Anyway, we are so happy to have him as our guest. It's been almost a year, and he has a lot of new things to tell us and some really great cases of water being cleared, and energies, et cetera. And I'm just so excited and can't wait to hear all the good news. Are you back yet?
Oh, I'm here. Where do you want to start?
Well, anywhere you want to start. Let me start and say I am so glad to have you back.
Well, I appreciate being invited. I enjoy working with you.
Thank you. You are just such a joy to be around, and I learn always so much from you. And I was talking with a young lady today, and I'm going to talk to her again. Her fiancé is a lobbyist working in the environmental fields. And so I mentioned to her your gift for clearing up water, and I'm going to see if we can't talk to him and see if that can't be something that might give him some heads up and what we can do and get some more publicity for you that way.
Well, I've got a few new stories to share with you then.
I knew you would have them.
About 2 months ago, a person, one of my friends that had been in a class, same place where you had attended the class up there in Newmarket.
Right.
This fellow's from up in Pennsylvania, and he sent me an email saying, I just wanted you to know that I used your DVD and cleaned up the water in my son's well. He said it had a very foul taste and smell, and also it had a lot of manganese in it.
Wow.
And I said, well, I really appreciate you telling me that, but do you mind telling me how you did it? Because the conventional method is to put a container of water in front of the TV set, play the DVD, and it will change the energy of the water. And then they take the water and pour it in the well. That's how we cleared up a well with a lot of sulfur in it up in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this fellow didn't follow those directions, though. All he did was played that DVD and had the intent. Now, this is what we might need to talk about a little bit tonight, is power
Absolutely.
Of intent. He had the intent that the energy that I was working with there on the TV screen mm-hmm. would be focused to his son's well. And the well was 85 miles away.
Wow.
And within 2 days, the bad odor and taste was gone. Maybe even sooner than that. I'm not real sure about the time frame, but no more than 2 days.
Wow. Fabulous. Oh, these are great stories.
Well, we had another lady that poured some of the water. Now, she had actually put the container in front of the TV and energized it and dumped it in Lake Erie. Off of one of the piers up there, and it was common knowledge because that the water was badly polluted because they had done water analysis. Well, about a month later, they tested the water again. Now, nothing else to our knowledge had been done to that water.
Right.
The pollution had greatly decreased in it.
Wow.
Enough to where they did a newspaper article in Erie, Pennsylvania on it.
Wow, isn't that cool?
Well, I thought so.
Oh, that is great.
So what it appears, fellas, is that distance is not a factor.
Well,
see, originally we thought that the water had to be exposed,
right,
or at least within the energy field of a TV set. We've
right.
had a number of people say that it cleans up their fish aquarium whenever they play it in the house.
Uh-huh.
And the last one I got like that was from a non-believer. He just didn't think anything like that was possible.
Exactly.
But sure enough, it worked anyway. So this was a little confusing to me because I thought that the belief system of the person was a factor. And
well,
I still think it may be, but here's a person who didn't even believe it was going to work, and it still worked for him.
Well, as I understand it from my studies, Raymond, it's that the belief factor of the person and the intent with which they do it, if it's done with a clear, pure intent to do good, that's all that's needed. Okay?
Well, that very well may be so.
It works at any... You could do it from across the world because in God's eyes, in God's time, there is no time or space. There is no distance. It's
well,
all,
apparently so. At least
yes.
we're pretty much sure that space is not a factor.
Exactly. And neither is time or distance. So, this would just confirm to me what I believe in healing and in seeing remotely and all that, all of this is of the same piece. You're just in one slight little different area, which is the purification of water. But look at how wonderful this is. This is the kind of thing that would send me dancing down the street.
Well, we want to get this out to as many places as we can, and we're doing some classes over in Rome, Italy now, and some in Australia, simply using the DVDs.
Isn't that wonderful?
And hopefully, in the very near future, we don't have the plans worked out yet, but we're going to start doing classes on this and make them available out there on the Internet where people can tune in and see how it's done.
Well, I think that's fabulous. I think that is wonderful. I really do. And I'm more than happy. I'm supposed to be going down to Venezuela sometime early next year, and I would love to take something like this with me wherever I go and talk to people about it.
Well, I'll see that you get one.
Huh?
I'll see that you get one.
Okay. Because I really think it works. Not only for clearing water, you do it also for healing too, don't you? For healing people.
Well, we've had some pretty good results with it that were surprises.
Okay.
We received a letter from a lady down in Texas that was about 70 years old that
mm-hmm.
said she discarded her reading glasses after drinking the water that had been energized.
Uh-huh.
This was about 10 days later.
Uh-huh.
And then there is my cousin out in California that one of her friends had Crohn's disease, had had it for 18 years.
Oh.
She energized the water for him, and within 10 days there were no symptoms of Crohn's disease. That was probably 3 years ago.
Fabulous.
Hasn't come back. So we honestly don't know what all can be done with it.
Exactly. When you're working with this energy, which is that pure healing energy and wanting to heal the earth, this to me is just so much fun. I just love it, and I love proselytizing for you, that is talking to people about it whenever I can, like to this gentleman who's a lobbyist in Washington and his fiance, and I just had lunch with her and realized that she was very involved and he's very involved in environmental issues, and she does healing touch because she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't believe in that until she he hurt his knee, and they were in another country visiting, and he re-injured his knee, and he was in such pain. And she told him, just relax, and she did some of the healing touch. And he went to sleep, and the next morning there was no problem with his knee. And he said, I wouldn't have believed it if you had told me. I would not have believed it. So he's becoming a believer.
Well, physical evidence and relief from pain makes believers out of people.
It surely does. It surely does. I have my sweet little dog now, my last dog. My other one died of cancer, I know, a year ago, but the second one died of cancer this year. And I have the third dog who is got congestive heart failure. But he's 16, so, And I've been working with him and trying to do some healing, but I kind of have a feeling it may be his time to go, you know?
Well, I don't think any amount of healing is going to cause anyone or an animal to live forever.
Exactly. Exactly. And my feeling is, you know, I love him dearly, and if I could heal him, I would. But at 16, he's really approaching, you know, the normal, well, he's lived a lot longer than, let's say, he would normally have lived, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I love him, but I don't want him, you know, to be on this earth longer than he wants to be. So I don't know what to do about it. He's tempting to want to say, can we heal him? But, you know, would that be the best for him at his age?
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, what I usually do when working in both with people or animals, either one, I check to see what is their desire to live.
Okay.
And animals lose their desire to live just like humans.
Yes, of course.
And once a person loses their desire, there's usually not a whole lot you can do for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of the way I feel, too, because there's a time to live and a time to die, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a graciousness in both ways. And there's a rightness about it, which I think is important. I was going to tell you, too, that the accident rate in front of the house, as I told you before, has dipped way down. There have been no fatalities, by the way. There have been a couple of fender benders, but no fatalities and no physical injuries.
Well, you compare that with what it had been for the previous 10 years before we worked on it.
Exactly.
It's quite a difference.
It is phenomenal because, if some of my listeners don't know, I live on a busy street in literally downtown Washington, D.C., and very near some hospitals. And, of course, wherever you have people who are brought sick and dying, you're going to have a lot of spiritual unrest and people who are souls that are kind of wandering around, and then the grief of the family members, et cetera. And as I told people before, it's one of the areas where John Wilkes Booth lay in wait to assassinate President Lincoln, only he didn't go that day on that particular journey. He took a different road, or he would have been assassinated right near in front of my house. But so there has been a lot of accidents here over a period of years. And Raymond worked on this, I guess, it's what, a year and a half, almost 2 years ago?
Well, I don't recall the exact time frame, but I'd say it was close 2 years ago.
Yeah, just about that. And since that time, well, for a while there were no accidents at all. And then there were a couple of fender benders. But before that, there had been fatalities. There had been a lot of upsets and so forth and so on. And after working on it, we've had no fatalities and no physical injuries.
Well, if I remember correctly, you told me there was about an average of 2 accidents a week there.
Minimal. Yes, you're right. There were. And now it's one maybe every month, 2-3 months, 3 months, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that frequent at all. It's unusual now to have an accident there. Very unusual. So we may have 3 a year, if that. And none of them have been fatal. So
well,
I am so pleased. This does work. For those of you who are listening, we will not be taking calls because Raymond would like to just talk today and share the stories. So, Raymond, would you please give him the information on your website and email and what have you? So
yes, we have a couple of websites. One is just RaymondGraceProjects.com, and that's R-A-Y-M-O-N. There's no D on my name. Another one is just RaymondGrace.com. The RaymondGrace.com is a commercial website for our DVDs and books, and the project website is simply an information site to educate people to what dowsing is and some of the things that can be done with it. We have articles on there by various people, and we just created that to kind of fill a void out there because there was no website that really told what dowsing was or what could be done with it, to our knowledge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we just decided to create one.
Mm-hmm.
We add to it every now and then. We've got a few letters from folks that came in that we put up there. The one about the water up in Lake Erie is on there, and there's one, I believe, about water in up in Vermont where the sulfur was taken out of it.
Okay.
And we haven't added to it for a while, but we've got a few more we've got to put up. But one I want to tell you about.
Okay.
I received an email this past week from down in Tennessee that the lady has been playing our Energize Your Life DVD and focusing it on the school. Now, she doesn't go to the school to do this. She just plays it at home and focuses with intent that the energy be applied to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it, she says it's making a tremendous difference. People are getting along better. The discipline problems have dropped. It's just made a wonderful difference. And
well,
then I received an email from a similar situation out in Arizona.
Okay.
Where the school was getting kind of wild, really. And
okay.
By playing that DVD, it calms things down.
Fantastic.
See, we really made that thing to stop abuse on women and kids because
right.
we
I
knew
mean,
that most remember. Homes that needed it would never get it.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we built something into it so that all you have to do is write down the name of the place you're working on or have a picture of it or just some way to focus mm-hmm. on it is all that's necessary.
Uh-huh.
And we found that energy can be focused at any distance on Earth.
That's right.
So what we're wanting to do, we're not quite in a position to do it,
right.
but in the future, what we would like to do, if there are people out there that operate abuse shelters for women and kids,
mm-hmm.
we would like to get them one of these DVDs to play to keep their shelter cleaned up and going well. Now, there is a letter on our project website
uh-huh.
from the director of a shelter in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and the lady signed her name to it
mm-hmm.
and gave the details. We had cleaned the place up out there. Now, we didn't do that one with a DVD. We did that one just in person, although I did not visit the place. The lady just happened to be in a class I was teaching
yes.
out near there. And she said that the families that had been coming in at least once a month
right.
Because of all of the abuse and then going right back into the same situation had not been back again. The police had not been called to their house. And said in shelters like this, since these people come from dysfunctional homes, two classes of people would always develop, the bullies and the victims.
Right.
She said these classes of people have not, this element has not developed like that since we cleaned it up. Now, I spoke out in Fayetteville at Ozark Research Institute back in April of this year, and this lady was there for the talk. And I asked her if she would mind to say something to the audience about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we had the same problem every other abuse center has, and that is getting the victims away from the abusers. She said,
exactly.
it's been almost impossible. She said, we now have 90% of the victims away from the abusers.
Fabulous.
And I figure what happens in one of these places could probably happen anywhere. And that's why I wanted to give it a try to see if we can get the word out there and maybe provide these people a DVD to do this with.
Excellent.
Now, of course, we're not quite ready to do that yet, but I hope to be there in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, that's fabulous. I have signed up with the Grandparent Foster Program. Let me put that. Foster grandparent program. I'll get it out of my mouth eventually. And some of the places where they go into, I've been talking to the people who run this program, which comes under public funds. And what I'd like to do is have them at one of the schools where it's very notorious, talk to one of the foster grandparents and see if they'll take the DVD in. And play it and see if that'll work.
Well, that would be fine.
Because in D.C., God knows we need it, you
yeah.
know? We
yeah.
truly need it.
Now, I would like to talk to the person before they do it.
Okay.
Make sure they understand what's going on. And
okay.
also would tell them that I would require feedback from
oh,
this
absolutely.
As to how it worked.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd love to do that. I'd like to talk to the director of the program. And if something like that works, I think if in the District of Columbia, that would just be wonderful because we have so much trouble in the schools here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me I will personally check with them this week.
Okay.
Or actually, it'll have to be next week, but okay. I will check with them because I'm going to be meeting them actually next week. On Friday, I'm going to a meeting with them, so I'll be with all of the head people there. And I will mention this program and ask if they would be willing just to let me go into the school on a trial basis.
Well, now, the real truth is, Phyllis, you don't really have to go to the school.
Okay.
You can do this from your home and focus the intent there. Now,
okay.
See, we don't have a lot of experiments done. All I'm telling you is the feedback that we're getting from people who've used these DVDs. Now,
okay.
we've gotten a lot more feedback from water than we have from the abuse centers and from homes and so on.
Well,
and schools, but the feedback has been positive. Now, that may be that you would have better results if it were played in the school, but
right.
We can't say that for sure because we don't know.
Right. But I would be willing to give it a shot if they would allow me, even if it's on a one-time basis, okay? Because they know I'm a little bit different.
Yeah.
After going through the program, you know, and I did some training with them on the Jin Shin Jitsu and something else, and they saw that it worked. And they want me to try to go to they're going to try and place me in Children's Hospital, by the way. To work with the children there, and if I get accepted in there, you know, I can, and Children's is literally a block away from me, I can work with it with children in intent as I'm working on the wards.
Yes. Now, the Energize Your Life is the one you would want to use in clearing the hospitals
yes.
And the schools, yes. Now, to my knowledge, this could work anywhere.
Right.
But here again, we're still in the experimental phase, so we can't really make claims. All we can do is just repeat what feedback that we received.
Well, that's not an issue because you know I will get back to you.
Oh, yes.
You know I will let you know what's going on because if I say I do something, I do it. I hope you've known me long enough now. You know I follow through.
Oh, yes.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to know is this. I have a new business associate. And he lives in Venezuela. And we started doing some wonderful things, including we might be able, and what we're working on is taking the educational program that I developed that uses the five senses in teaching children down there to help them, because a lot of kids down there don't get to go to school, and those that do don't have much chance for good education. But this program uses the five senses. The way a baby learns, how he absorbs with the five senses, that's what it does. And we want to do that. But right now there is a lot of turmoil down there. And there's riots. And I was wondering, could we try an experiment? And I can get back to you on this and have you on the radio within back on the show within, say, the beginning of January and see if we can help clear this up because they are ready, just about ready to have a revolution. There are riots. There have been shootings in the street, et cetera. And can we do something? Can we work on this to see if we can defuse the situation so people won't be hurt?
Well, Phyllis, in all honesty, I don't know. And let me explain why.
Okay.
Up in Ontario, someone used their DVD and cleaned up their entire neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
However, on Coast to Coast show one night, I was asked if I could stop any American soldiers from getting killed or injured in Iraq.
Oh, that's
and that
hard.
One simply didn't work.
Well, no.
So, you know, I just have to say on this case, I don't know if it would work.
We could try.
There's no reason not to try, oh, yes. What I'll do, I'll get you one of these, and you simply outline the area in which you want to work. Now, as of yet, we haven't been able to clear the whole world of anything, but I don't know what the limit of our area of coverage is for mm-hmm. working on this.
Well, I would say, how about
it's just going to be an experiment.
like the city of Caracas, the capital city.
Uh-huh.
And let's not make it nothing bad will happen. Well, just let's say, how about no loss of life?
Well,
is that too grand a scheme?
That's a pretty broad statement.
Okay.
I will say this, and I have a couple of people using the DVD on a major city, and I won't say which one, but this is what they told me happened. Was that the crime rate actually went up, but it was criminals killing other criminals.
Okay.
So
that would work.
In the long run, it's probably going to work out. But if you use statistics, it would look like it didn't work. Just like we started a group once to expose and eliminate or at least reduce child abuse.
Right.
Well, what happened, it was in the paper, they were catching so many more people abusing kids. Well, statistically, it would say we had the opposite results. But
right.
The fact is, they caught a lot of these people.
They caught them?
Yes.
That is good, because you didn't order it. I mean, you asked for an issue, and it happened. But it didn't happen the way you might have envisioned it. You didn't put an order in, which is good, because then you allowed God or Spirit to use the method. There was one story that I have read in a book about the healing that took place. And the use of the energy of those who were evil turned them against each other. So there was violence done, but against those who were the bandits and the evil people, okay?
Well, that's what's happening in this one city, apparently.
Yes, and this is what's happening. This is the utilization of their own energy to destroy themselves rather than turning it to destroy innocent people. And this is kind of what I would like, if that's the case, to whatever spirit would say, or the guidance of God and the angels, whatever power that we may be working with, and I believe it is the power of God, however we, you know, wish to term it, and that whatever happens is only those who are involved in that they themselves would be the beneficiary of their own mischief, that the innocent ones would not be harmed. I think we can ask that and not interfere with life.
Well, I don't see any reason not to ask that.
Right.
Now, a lot of times we get results, but as you say, the results might not always be what we intended, but I do not ever recall ever having any negative results.
And that's what I think is we know that we are working with God, because all the results are positive. There is a benefit to those involved, and that's why I feel so confident in this, because I know that is, if it is of God, it's good. Period. End of sentence. I don't care how else you care to carve it up. That, to me, is what it's about. And it's doing God's work on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little different. And that's not a bad thing.
No, that's not a bad thing at all.
So I'd love to hear some more of your... And I'd love to work with it on this country, because they have something coming up this Sunday, elections. And there are possibility of people being hurt because of the shenanigans of the current president, who is really a dictator,
mm-hmm.
and is really trying to put everybody under his thumb, you know, a benevolent dictator,
mm-hmm.
so he sees himself. And but they're getting ready to riot. There have been lives lost and property damaged and so forth. And if it could be even minimized, or just the energy redirected to the highest good of all concerned, then that's all I could ask. I think that's all we could do anyway.
Well, that's true. Now, see, as you well know, fellas, energy is neither good nor bad.
Exactly.
Energy is neutral.
Exactly.
And how the energy is used determines whether we refer to it as good or bad.
Exactly.
So what I have said many times, I believe it is possible to take the energy of a riot and turn it into something good.
That's good.
It's what I call mental judo. We take an energy that's being used in a non-beneficial manner, and redirect it.
Yes. I think that would be a perfect solution, to redirect the energy to the highest good.
Well, you can give that one a try and let me know how it works.
Okay, you're not going to help me on this one, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, I'll help you out on it.
Oh, good. I'll coordinate whenever you want me to. I'll call you up, we'll coordinate, and we'll have a time, and I'll set myself aside, and we'll do this. Because if we can do this for the benefit of other people, my feeling is, what great good could we not do in many other ways? And you're doing it. You're a living example of the great good that can come of someone who is humble and is desirous of helping others with little thought of self-gain, truly. And that's such a rare gift these days.
Well, all I'm really doing is making people aware of their own abilities.
Exactly.
I'm really not giving them anything except some information.
That's true, and that's what people lack. They lack the information, and then they have, well, we've been bound for so many centuries, I guess, into seeing things that are not really there, or being told things are there that aren't there, that it's unique and refreshing that we can now see something that comes about, and what man can do, or woman can do, let me say, mankind, let me be generic and not sexist about this, what we can do as human beings to help our world and to help others. You know, in the places where there is no water, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bring water to those areas that they could flourish?
Well, that would be good, but I believe before you can really help people on a large scale,
right,
you're going to have to educate them to help themselves.
I agree with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, too. Because otherwise they would not respect it, or they would tend to look at you as though you, and would expect you to do everything for them when they should learn to do it for themselves.
Well, that's true. And we're not in the business of doing things for people. We're in the business of helping people to help themselves.
Exactly. That's kind of the educational program I've developed, is to help the children reconnect with body, mind, and spirit by using their five senses and learning. And as they do, they become one and become more aware of themselves and the capabilities that each individual has to educate, to be educated, and to learn and to grow. And that's the only way this world is going to change, is if we help each person one by one.
Well, we don't have absolute proof on what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But it appears that the level of consciousness of the earth is raising somewhat.
Yes, I'm going to say I have to agree with you. I've seen it.
And it's work like you're doing, I'm doing, and thousands of other people out there doing, to make the world a better place to live.
Yes.
And I want to throw out something. You are aware of what we mean by level of consciousness, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, if the level of consciousness were to raise significantly, all manner of what we might now term miracles would be able to happen.
I agree. Absolutely. 100%.
Now, I'm quoting a chart from Dr. David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force. And
okay,
this chart, as I believe you know, we covered it in the class when you were there, runs from 0 to 1,000. And in my simple explanation of this, he has given a numerical value to various, I would call it emotions or states of being.
Right.
For example, 700 and upward is enlightenment.
Okay.
I believe peace is 600, joy is 540, love is 500. But down on the low end of the scale, we have anger at maybe somewhere around 75, no, fear maybe along
yeah,
in there, somewhere around 75, and guilt at 30, and shame at the bottom of the list at 20.
Wow.
And I asked my classes, as you heard when you were there, do you know of any organizations that use fear, shame, and guilt to control their members?
A whole lot of them, my dear.
Yes, and I ask, you know, how can you ever expect to achieve peace? peace, joy, and enlightenment by dwelling upon fear, shame, and guilt.
Exactly.
It just doesn't happen. The roads don't go in the same direction.
Exactly. I am in perfect agreement with that.
So, according to Mr. Hawkins, when Buddha was born, the level of consciousness on Earth was around 70. When Jesus was born, it was around 100, and after that it went to 190 and remained so up until around the late 80s, in which time it went to 207.
Okay.
And we are now above the breaking over point, which was at 200. The numerically, courage would be at the scale of 200.
Uh-huh.
And if we were at 207, that's back when he was making this talk where I was listening to him on a CD, I think maybe we have increased some since then. But, you know, have you ever given thought to what would happen if we could actually raise it up to the level of enlightenment?
Yes.
And war would stop. Crime would stop.
Yes.
Women and kids could go anywhere and be totally safe because nobody would bother them.
Exactly.
People would work together.
Yes.
Now, it may be just a dream world, and right now it is. But as things gradually move up and people become more enlightened, more responsible, and take more interest in creating a better place to live,
uh-huh,
then we can reach a higher level.
And I think that is the direction in which we're headed. I think that is what all of this is going on about, because I meet more and more people who are willing to talk to me and who are willing to express themselves and how they are seeing their lives unfolding and how happy they are, and that they are reaching spiritually significant mileposts in their lives. They're not content just to go along, you know, what I call dull-eyed reacting, you know? They are interested in growing. And they're so glad. I know there's so many people that are so glad to be able to talk to me and say, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we couldn't talk to like this.
Oh, I'm very much aware of that.
Oh,
and I got into this field in 1973.
Wow.
And back then, the class I was taking, the instructor took 3 evening classes just to convince people that their thoughts could make a difference. Now, whenever people walk in the classroom, they already know that.
Yes.
So I have seen a tremendous improvement in the knowledge of people.
Yes, and the fact that thoughts are things, and what you think you bring about.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, a lot of people still, they say it, but they don't understand it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's true.
It's like it's there in their consciousness, but they don't emotionally feel it. Is that the correct thing I'm trying to say? They don't... It's not a part of their psyche yet. It's still like a child learning words in another language.
But the more we work with it, the better we understand.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do here today and always, is work with people. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, I love doing, because I work with hypnosis as well. And It's interesting. I had a client who came to me a number of times, and I have a feeling she'll be back soon, but she wanted me to see her brother, who had had a stroke and had been on drugs when he was younger and had a stroke and was extremely irascible, extremely angry and rough-edged and so forth. And so she brought him to me because she herself, you know, in going through hypnosis, learned more about herself and found that she could help herself and become more confident in her work. She brought him to me, and I did work with him. And he left the house. I worked with him on Jin Chin Jitsu, which is that healing art of touch, and he was able to walk better out of the house without tripping. He was much happier, and the next 2 weeks, she said, were the best 2 weeks he had since he was a young man. He was nicer. He wasn't rude. He wasn't angry. He wasn't fighting. She said he seemed at peace. And then he had a stroke and died. But she said he felt that the last 2 weeks of his life, he had made peace with himself. And his wife had greater peace, and so there was less strife in the house. In fact, no strife in the house before he died, and she was so grateful for that.
Well, it may have been that that's what he was looking for in this lifetime, and once he attained it, it was time to move on.
Exactly. Exactly. But the thing is, you know, I was surprised and said, well, now why didn't we catch that during these sessions? And because we were not to know. But I think he knew and came to some kind of peace within himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if all that that one session did was provide surcease for that period of time that his soul could get an attunement to pass on, then it was well worth it.
Oh, yes. Now, I would like to share a little bit of information with you here if we have time.
I had
been able to share with you before.
I'm listening.
The first part I may possibly have told you, but the second part I haven't.
Okay.
What we have started doing, we did an experiment to see if we could remove the non-beneficial memory from the water of our bodies. Now, the reason we did that, we got to thinking. And this is based upon four statements, which I believe to be true. One is, we have all the water in the world that's ever been. No one has made any more.
Right.
Fact number two is, water has memory.
Yes.
Fact number three is, human beings have a very poor track record of being nice to one another.
True.
If those three statements are true, then it would stand to reason that water would contain the memory of all the wars that's ever been fought, all the starvations, the brutality, the torture, and everything.
Wow.
Fact number four is your body contains water.
Right.
Well, we did an experiment on one of my friends and I to see if we could remove the non-beneficial memory from the water of our bodies.
Okay.
Now, what we also did, we adjusted the surface tension of the water in our bodies low enough that it would allow these memories to be released.
Wonderful.
Now, we didn't really know what to expect.
Okay.
And we went through a detox system, so to speak.
Okay.
Water run through our bodies a whole lot faster than it ever had before. We got night sweats. Now, I was keeping in touch with my friend. We were traveling different parts of the country. Strong body odor and case of pimples. So
What we did,
we just put our body in a detox by simply mentally intending to lower the surface tension of the water to release the memories.
Okay.
Well, it works so good for us, we thought we would share it with people.
Okay.
So, on the classes I was teaching, I started doing this for the entire class.
Uh-huh.
And then we noticed something. For 8 years, I had taught what we call emotional release classes, in which people would relive traumatic experiences of their lifetime. Maybe the worst thing we worked with was childhood sexual abuse. Childhood sexual abuse. That was the worst thing we ever worked with. And the people would scream and cry and kick, and it was just it was rather a traumatic situation for them.
Oh,
but when it was all over, they had released all of that, and they would always grab you and hug you and not want to turn loose and thank you for what you did for them.
Okay.
Well, then we noticed that people were remembering things like being nailed to a tree. Being burned alive. Slaughtered.
Yes.
Well, obviously that didn't happen in this lifetime.
Absolutely.
So what we did, this was always a very traumatic type of class to teach and to work with the participants in it. And you never had to worry about people believing it because there was sure enough evidence that something was going on.
Right.
But we noticed something. All at once in the next class, no one screamed. And for 2.5 years, I've only had one person that screamed.
Ah.
And we got to thinking, what's going on here? This was as good a physical evidence as we could have ever hoped to have attained.
Right.
Well, back in March of this year, we learned something else. We divided our participants up in the groups of four, and three would work on one person, and then they would alternate. So I got a comment from one of them, which I would get about 20 times per class, and it goes like this: come over here, we have a problem.
Okay.
So I go over to the table, and the lady's laying there, and one of the women says, she says that her stomach is just in great pain. It feels as if her intestines are being pulled from her body.
Then she
volunteered a bit of historical information. She said there was an old method of torture.
Yes.
Of pulling intestines from the body. Like I said, people have not been very nice to one another.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. Well, we call it drawing quartering, yes.
Okay, I'm standing there beside the table, and I psychically see what's going on.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I don't physically see this with my eyes, but I see her intestines being pulled out of her body.
Right.
I simply reach up over the table about 4 feet above the body, grab the intestines, push them back in, and sew her up. When I did, she looked up at me and said, "Wow, that's the best feeling I've ever had in my life." I thought that was a strange comment. Then I ask something. I hope you're ready for this. I hope we don't freak anybody out.
I'm ready. I'm a believer.
Freak anybody out there tonight. But anyway, what I did, I said, can we go back in time before this event ever occurred and change the event?
You can do that, yes.
We did.
You can do that, yes.
Then I started doing this for the entire class.
Right.
And each class thereafter.
Right.
I have taught, I believe, 9 or 10 classes since then, and nobody's crying.
That's right. It can be done. I believe it absolutely. That's what we do in hypnosis, by the way.
Okay.
You can do it, so I believe you.
Yes, we found we could do this for an entire classroom of people. Now, I don't really know what our limitations here are. We found we can do it over the telephone.
Right.
But we obviously haven't done it for the whole world, so
right.
I really don't know what the limitations are. I think the limitations may be whoever I have within the physical building at the time.
Right.
But stop and think now. Oh, one more thing we think we found. Whenever I work with people by phone doing this, if they have had a problem in a certain area of their body, like
right.
one fellow said when I did this for him, he felt something move in his stomach. Well,
right.
he had stomach problems for years. Well, I did this for a friend of mine who had his back broken in a truck wreck. And
wow.
when I got a just kind of a psychic insight there of, as a young boy, him being beaten and his bones being broken, and the thought came to me, well, in this lifetime, he attracted a truck wreck to do the job. This is what we are thinking, but we're not sure of,
right.
is that any time the body undergoes trauma,
right.
it creates an energetic imprint upon their spirit.
Exactly.
In the future,
yes.
that person will unknowingly attract to themselves
yep.
whatever events are required to fulfill that imprint.
Yes,
all
that
right.
can happen.
All right, let's just make this practical here then.
Yep.
We've got over 6 billion people on this planet,
right.
and the majority of them have an energetic imprint that's going to attract a disaster out there somewhere in the future.
Yes.
Okay, if we could reach, I want your opinion on this. Apparently, 1% of the square root of 1% of the population is sufficient to change mass consciousness. At least
right.
Greg Braden says it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if we could clear enough people to reach that critical mass point there,
mm-hmm.
then could we clear the entire Earth and in so doing prevent all of the miseries that's going to be coming down the pike for millions of people?
Yes, we could.
Well, I've never made this statement on the air before.
Well, yes, I'm going to say, sir, you are right on, and I agree with you. Yes, sir.
You are definitely on
the right track, and I'm getting chills all over my body. That's confirmation.
That's why I have been teaching this in my classes, but this is the first time I've ever said it out to the general public.
Well,
but I thought you were open-minded enough to hear it.
Pardon?
I said, I thought you were open-minded enough to hear it.
God love you. I'm ready to dance down the street with you and use get my Tinkerbell magic wand and sprinkle people with it, because I absolutely 100% agree with you, sir.
Well,
absolutely.
Well,
and I would love to work with you. In fact, I'm feeling something right now. I'm saying this and I hadn't thought to say it. I would love to work with you more closely.
Well, and so would I. And actually, Phyllis, I'm off for the winter right now.
Okay.
And we'll have some time to talk with you by phone.
I would love to, and I can also come down if needed.
Well, we can do most of our work by phone, I think.
Of course we can.
I think I've lost your phone number, so you need to email it to me.
I will. I will. I would love to work with this, and I would love to, since I will be traveling, I would love to take this with me wherever I go.
And send me your address, and I'll send you those DVDs.
I will. I will. I will. I want you again to put your information out, sir. We've only got a few moments left.
Okay.
I want you to please again promote yourself. And, ladies and gentlemen, this man is not blowing smoke. It is the God's honest truth. I will tell you that. I'm not given to believing something until I see it with my own eyes. And I have seen it with my own eyes. And the work he is doing is God's work, and he's one of the angels of light that has been put on this earth. And I think we should do all we can to have this man prosper and help the world change. Go ahead and give your information again, my dear.
Okay, my website is raymondgrace.com, RaymondGrace.com, and raymondgraceprojects.com.
Okay. I am so delighted. I would like to have you on again. I am going to, you know, talk with you privately and see what we can do about helping people that are in political turmoil to mitigate any dangers that people may be going, because I now have an interest in protecting my investment with the humans I'm working with down there. And I am so pleased and honored to have had you on my show, and I am so looking forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
Well, you feel free to contact me, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to reach some people out there tonight.
Well, God bless you, and we will be in touch very soon. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have anything else to say, I think we have a few moments left because I haven't gotten beeped yet. As soon as I get beeped, I know I'm off the air. But
well, people ask me a lot of times, how do I change my life? And I say, you start by changing your thoughts, because your thoughts determine your decisions determine your actions, and your actions determine your future. So make this a little home project for yourself and listen to yourself think and listen to yourself talk. And start eliminating the negatives.
That's the difficult part that people have, because they've lived with them so long.
Well, that's true, but if we keep on doing what we're doing, we're going to keep on getting what we're getting.
That's very true, too. You want to start a new journey, you actually have to start the journey. You can't wait for the journey to come to you, right?
That's correct.
Well, again, thank you so much, Raymond. God bless you. I will be in touch, and you'll get an email from me shortly.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, dear. Thank you all for listening to me and the Higher Dimension. And we have a wonderful guest for next week. We're looking forward to talking to him. And we will be back in touch, and God bless you all. Take care. Bye-bye.